You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We
Today, the passage that we will be examining is 2 Samuel chapter 17.
我在微信群里面请你们大家好好预备这一章圣经。
In our WeChat group, I asked everyone to please prepare this passage.
所以我期待你们已经把这章圣经读过了。
So I hope you've read this chapter already.
那我要知道你们有没有读过有一个很简单的办法。
Now, there's a very simple way for me to find out if you've read it already.
我就要问问你们在这一章的圣经里面有谁是主角?
I can ask you, who is the main character in this chapter?
谁知道举手?
Who knows? Please raise your hand.
亚沙龙,好,请坐,谢谢,不错。
Good. Please be seated.
有人有其他的看法吗?
Does anybody see it differently?
这张圣经, 如果我们略略地读过,
This chapter, even if you skimmed it,
我们比较没有那么大的把握说到底谁是主角。
You might not have a good idea of who is the main character.
我们好像是亚沙龙,
It seems like it's Absalom.
也好像是大卫,
And it also seems like it's David.
也可能是
Or maybe it's Ahithophel.
那我们怎么知道这张圣经真正的主角是谁呢?
So then how do we know who the real main character is in this chapter?
是当我们仔细地来想这张圣经的时候,
It's when we carefully examine this chapter.
我们发觉这张圣经它其实分了四段。
We find that this chapter is divided into four.
第一段是从第一节到第十四节。
First portion goes from verse 1 to 14.
我把这一段圣经称作为耶和华应许大卫的祷告。I
call this passage the God
Jehovah
promising David's prayer.
Answered
David's prayer.
从15节到第22节。
From verse 15 to 22.
耶和华保守了大卫的仆人。
Jehovah protected David's servant.
23节,
Verse 23.
耶和华弃绝了大卫的敌人。
Jehovah rejected David's enemy.
25节到29节,
Verse 25 to 29.
耶和华供应了大卫的需要。
Jehovah provided for David's needs.
清楚吗?
Is that clear?
那请问各位, 知道了这些分段以后, 这张圣经真正的主角是谁?
Now that you know these divisions, who is the real main character of this passage?
谁啊?
Who is it?
耶和华啊,
It's Jehovah, right?
那一位看不见的神,
That unseen God.
其实他在掌控一切的人事物。
In reality, he is controlling every person, thing, place, and thing.
这是我们每一个人一定要确定记住的。
This is something that every one of us needs to remember.
虽然我们看不见他,
Even though we can't see him,
但是他一直在这里。
But he is here.
那我们现在就先来看看第一段。
So let's read the first, let's take a look at the first passage.
耶和华应许大卫的祷告。
Jehovah fulfilling David's prayer.
当你读第一节到第四节的时候,
When you read verse 1 to 4,
我们几乎会承认,
You can admit,
We almost
can admit,
亚西多佛的手段肯定是会成功的。
Ahithophel's idea will succeed.
不要忘记,
Don't forget.
在第十六章二十三节那里
In chapter 16 verse 23
那里说那时亚西多佛所出的主意好像人问神的话一样他昔日给大卫今日给亚沙龙所出的主意都是这样
Now in those days the advice Ahithophel gave the likes of was like that of one who inquires of God That was how both David and Absalom regarded all of Ahithophel's advice.
我猜你们中间有一些人可能不知道。
I guess some of you might not know.
圣经的原文是没有章节的。
The original text of the Bible does not have verses.
这是后来的人为着方便去找才加上去的。
That is people coming after to make it easier to read.They added
easier to search
for. They added chapters and verses.
这是为什么你读新约圣经的时候
That's why when you read the New Testament,
当在新约圣经中引用旧约圣经
when the New Testament quotes the Old Testament,
从来没有说旧约哪一卷书第几章第几节的
It never says what book, what chapter, what verse.
所以十六章二十三节到第十七章的一和四节
So 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23 to 17 verse 1 to 4
他们是连在一起的
It's continuous
亚西多佛出的主意
The advice that Ahithophel gave
公认是好的像问神一样
Everyone agrees that it is as good as asking God
从来没有错的
It's never wrong.
永远都是最高明的
It's always the most, most wise.
你读这四节圣经
When you read these four verses,
你就知道他肯定读过孙子兵法
You will know that he definitely read The Art of War.
他知道什么叫做兵贵神速
He knows what it means,
you have to be very
strike fast.
Yeah.
这四节圣经的建议那是非常好的建议
This is very good advice
一鼓作气
To do it all at once
亚沙龙如果听了亚西多佛的主意啊
If Absalom listened to Ahithophel's advice
大卫就没命了
Then David would be dead
什么都搞定
And everything will be done
可是第五节呢
But verse 5
发生了一件很奇怪的事
Something odd happened
亚沙龙听到这么好的建议
When Absalom heard such good advice
一直也都是听亚西他佛的
And he's always listened to Ahithophel
他刚刚才照着亚西他佛的建议接收了皇宫
And he's only just received the palace as according to Ahithophel's advice
他怎么不马上就采取他的主意呢
And why does he not listen to his advice now?
这个有一些非常仔细会读圣经的人啊。
There are some people who read the Bible very carefully.
他们找出来了。
They discovered.
从第一节到第四节里面。
From verse 1 to 4.
有一样东西让亚沙龙不爽。
There is something that makes, that makes Absalom uncomfortable.
你仔细的去看那四节圣经。
If you read those four verses,
那四节圣经所要做的每一个步骤都是亚西他佛出面。
You will find that every step, every active step that happens is Ahithophel, acting.
是亚西他佛挑选一万两千个精兵。
It's Ahithophel who would choose 12,000 men.
是亚西他佛带领去追大卫。
And he will set out.To pursue David.
是他会去把大卫杀死
And he will kill him.
亚沙龙肚子一想
Absalom thinks.
如果搞定了
If he succeeds.
全国人民都知道亚西他佛是大英雄
Everybody knows that Ahithophel is the hero.
那我亚沙龙摆到哪里去呢
And where do I go as Absalom?
所以亚沙龙在第五节和第六节这里
And so Absalom in verse 5 and 6
他就 询问了户色。
He asked for Hushai.
最注意啊。
Pay attention.
他没有问户色说你有什么好主意。
He didn't ask Hushai, what good ideas do you have?
他是把亚西他佛的计划。
He gave Ahithophel's advice.
原原本本的告诉了户色。
And he gave this advice verbatim to Hushai.
然后他问户色，哎，你替我检验一下。
And he said to Hushai, examine this advice for me.
而户色在第七节的回答呢？
And then in verse 7, Hushai's response.
一方面要让人惊讶他的大胆。
On the one hand, you have to admire his courage.
一方面也让人佩服他的机智。
On the other, you have to also admire his wisdom.
亚西他佛这次所定的谋不善。
The advice Ahithophel has given is not good this time.
大胆。
He's brave.
是居然敢说大卫、亚沙龙以及全以色列人所佩服的谋士出的主意不好。
He dares to say that this strategist whom David, Absalom, and all Israel view as genius is not good.
就好像一个学物理的人说，哎呀，爱因斯坦乱讲。
As if it's like a physicist saying, Einstein, he's lying.
大胆。
How dare he?
他的机智在哪里呢？
What is his savvy here then?
他没有说亚西他佛一直都不好。
What he said is not that Ahithophel is never right.
他说只有这一次不好。
He just said just this one time he's not good.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
这次所定的谋不善。
The advice he is given this time is not good.
以前都很好。
It was good before.
但是这次不行。
But not this time.
当他这样说的时候，
When he says it like this,
他不但能够得到别人的注意，
Not only can he obtain people's attention,
他也除去了别人的反感。
He also eliminated the irritation that people would feel towards him.
他说出不好的理由。
He gave a bad justification.
非常非常的合乎逻辑。
And with a very good, very logical, very logically.
从第八节开始。
From verse 8.
Hushai 又说。
Hushai says.
你知道。
You know.
你父亲和跟随他的人都是勇士。
You know your father and his men, they are fighters.
他们心里恼恨，恼怒。
They're fierce.
如同田野丢崽子的母熊一样。
As a wild bear robbed of her cubs.
而且你父亲是个战士。
Besides, your father is an experienced fighter.
必不和民一同住宿。
He will not spend the night with the troops.
他现今或藏在空中或在别处。
Even now, he's hidden in a cave or some other place.
你听他讲这几句话。
If you listen to these few sentences,
你仔细地想一想,
and carefully think about it.
户塞真是高明啊。
Hushai is very wise.
谁不知道大卫是勇士啊?
Who doesn't know that David is a fighter?
扫罗杀死千千啊。
Saul has killed his thousands.
大卫杀死万万的啊。
And David has tens of thousands.
谁不知道大卫是个战士啊?
Who doesn't know that that David is an experienced fighter?
中文翻作战士。
The Chinese translates it to warrior.
英文翻得很准确。
The English is very accurate.
是一个在战场上有经验的人。
The English is an experience, someone who is experienced on the battlefield.
他不是菜鸟啊。
He is not a greenhorn.
他知道他在干什么。
He knows what he's doing.
亚西他佛现在说他要去杀大卫。
Ahithophel says he will go kill David.
Hushai 基本上说
Hushai basically said,
不要说你杀不了大卫。
Don't even talk about you not being able to kill David.
你连找都找不到大卫。
You wouldn't even be able to find him.
合逻辑吧。
That's logical, right?
非常逻辑。
It's very logical.
而且他还不只是逻辑啊，他后面还要考虑到后果。
Not only is he logical, he considers the consequences.
想想看。
Think about it.
真的找到了大卫。
If you find David,
大卫和他的勇士。
David and his warriors.
对他们来讲。
For them.
这叫做背水一战。
This is their backs against the wall.
非要拼命不可的。
They have no choice but to fight to the last.
来打大卫的这些人。
These people that are fighting, fighting David.
人兵强马壮啊。
They're a great army.
但是他们不必要拼命的。
But they don't need to fight with their lives.
万一。
If.
第九节他说。
In verse 9 he says.
若有人首先被杀。
If you should attack your troops first.
只要有加沙龙的部下里面有一个被大卫的勇士干了。
If David's men kill even one of the people following Absalom,
别人听见了。
Other people will hear it,
就会说了。
And they will say,
跟随加沙龙的兵被杀了。
There's been a slaughter among the troops who follow Absalom.
第十节。
Verse 10.
虽有人胆大如狮子，他的心也必消化。
Then even the bravest soldier, one whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will melt with fear.
杀了第一个就会杀第二个。
Once they've killed the first one, they will kill the next.
你要聪明就赶快跑。
And if you're smart, you should run.
因为以色列人都知道你父亲是英雄。
For all Israel knows that your father is a fighter.
跟随他的人也都是勇士。
And that those with him are brave.
亚西多佛带去的人
The people that Ahithophel brought
还没有打心里就已经怕
They will be fearful before they even start fighting
如果真的死了人了那肯定是兵败如山倒
And once people start dying they will lose completely
想一想
Think about it
加沙龙啊
Absalom
想一想
Think about it
你干什么要冒这个风险啊
Why would you take this risk?
你知道户塞讲的这番话
You need to know that these things that Hushai says
转弯抹角的
He twists and turns
基本上就是说
Basically he's trying to say
亚西他佛这个计划
Ahithophel this advice
有勇无谋
is brave but it's unwise
不过是要让自己逞强强出头而已
He's just trying to make himself a hero
而且你注意听啊。
And if you listen,
户塞更高明的地方。
What's even more amazing about what Hushai says?
他把加沙龙跟亚西他佛分割。
He separates Ahithophel and Absalom.
第八节他说。
Verse 8 he says,
你知道。
You know.
你父亲和他的勇士啊。
Your father and his men.
意思是什么呢?
What does that mean?
加沙龙你是英明的
Absalom you are wise
你不像亚西他佛昏了头啊
You're not confused like Ahithophel
搞不清楚啊
And he can't figure it out
所以亚西他佛的错误不是你的错误啊
So Ahithophel's failure is not yours
户塞这么清楚的分析
So Hushai's clear analysis here
合情合理
Completely logical
完全否定了亚西他佛的计划
and completely negated Ahithophel's advice
但是一定有人就要问了
but someone will ask
啊，你说别人的计划不好
you can say well other people's advice is bad
那你有什么高招呢
what's your advice then
十一节
verse
11依我之计
so I advise you
不如将以色列众人从但直到别十巴如同海边的沙那么多聚集到你这里来。
So I advise you, let all Israel from Dan to Beersheba, as numerous as the sand on the seashore, be gathered to you.
你也亲自率领他们出战。
With you yourself leading them into battle.
这样。
Then,
我们在何处遇见他?
We will attack him wherever he may be found.
就下到他那里。
Wherever he may be found.
如同露水下到地上一般。
And we will fall on him as dew settles on the ground.
连他带跟随他的人一个也不留。
Neither he nor any of his men will be left alive.
他若进了哪一座城?
If he withdraws into a city,
以色列众人必带绳子去。
Then all Israel will bring ropes to that city.
将那城拉到河里。
Then we will drag it down to the valley.
甚至连一块小石头都不剩。
Until not so much as a pebble is left.
这个是太精彩了。
This is so exciting.
你注意啊，户塞的计划。
If you pay attention, Hushai's advice.
还有几个特点。
It has a few characteristics.
第一
，First，
局面大。
It is a broad, exercise.
Big scope.
Big scope.
从但到别是吧。
From Dan to Beersheba.
这叫全国总动员。
This is called activating the entire country.
新王上任。
The new king has come onto the throne.
刚好利用这个机会。
And now taking this opportunity.
抓紧枪杆子。
To grab the gun stocks.
一切属肉体的人。
All fleshly people.
都喜欢搞大局面。
Like to...Acts on a big scope.
这正合亚撒龙的味道。
And this is exactly what appeals to Absalom.
你们还记得他当年派五十个人在他前面奔跑炫耀吗?
Do you remember when he sent 50 men ahead of him to proclaim him?
现在?
Now?
有如同海边的沙那么多的军队。
He has an army the size of the number of sand on the beach.
那岂不是人山人海?
That is people mountain, people sea.
气壮山河。
And it's exciting. It's awesome.
这么大的局面。
It's such a big scope.
谁是中心呢?
And who is the center?
户塞的建议。
Hushai's advice
跟亚希他佛的建议
and the advice of Ahithophel
最大的不同就在这里
That's the greatest difference
一切都围绕着亚撒龙
Everything will revolve around Absalom
不是别人
Not anyone else
都要到你这里来
They will come to you
是你亲自带领
You yourself will lead them
不是别人
Not others
一个属肉体的人
Someone who is of the flesh
不但喜欢搞大局面
Not only do they like big scope
并且这个大局面必须以他为中心
This entire picture needs to be centered around them
你知道你碰到一个人啊
You know that if you meet someone
你跟他讲几句话
And you say you communicate with them a little bit
你会很容易的发现
You will easily find.
他如果是一个肉体很大的人
If he is someone who is very fleshly.
他跟你讲所有的事情
Everything that they talk to you about.
都是跟他有关的
Will revolve around them.
而且全世界
And the entire world.
所有发生的事
Everything that happens.
都不重要
It is unimportant.
就他的事啊那是天大的大事
Only the things that he cares about, that is important.
这就叫属肉体。
That is what it means to be fleshly.
大军
This great army
到亚撒龙的面前
comes before Absalom.
由亚撒龙亲自率领
He himself leading.
他是总指挥
He is the commander.
得胜的时候他是大英雄
When they are victorious, he is the hero.
而且
Not only that.
户塞更高明的一点
What's even more wise about Hushai's advice?
这不是户塞的计划。
This isn't his own advice.
他把他的计划变成了亚撒龙的计划。
He turned his plan into Absalom's plan.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.